Adding a second screen for work or play can make all the difference. Welcome back to another Textination interview. Joining us from ViewSonic is product manager Ray Hedrick. Hi, Ray.
Good morning, Fred.
Well, ViewSonic has a new portable monitor on the market, the VX1755, designed to give people a second screen really on the go. Give us the overview here.
Yeah, so we actually have a really exciting lineup of a few portable monitors. And actually, the VX1755 that you just mentioned, it's a 17-inch portable gaming monitor. So a little bit of a different focus than some of our previous portable monitors, because this one actually does have a really awesome 144Hz refresh rate, and it's got AMD FreeSync. So it's really one of the higher spec portable monitors on the market in terms of that performance. We think customers have actually told us through both their sales and their feedback that they really like it. And we just got more of them, so we're really excited to get more of those on sale.
Terrific. Well, step us through this setup here. And we should mention, dogs are welcome on Textination anytime. Through the setup here.
The best setup for any portable monitor, we say, you know, get a USB-C equipped laptop if you don't have one already. All the modern MacBooks are all USB-C equipped, and that makes it super easy because with any of our portable monitors, it's a one cable solution. So the power, the audio, the video, all of it's going over one connection. So there's nothing else you need to carry with you. You just have basically the screen, one cable, and your computer. And then whether you're at work, you're at home, you're in a coffee shop, your library, you've got a dual screen setup. You can have your two things going side by side, your chat, your work, your email, whatever you need. Just gives you more space to work.
And I guess during the pandemic, a lot of us learned how valuable screen real estate can be.
Sure, absolutely. Not only screen real estate, but the flexibility of your work environment. You can't always decide where you're going to work. You've got to share space with others, sometimes loved ones in the house, and you want to have that flexibility to move around, or especially now that we're starting to see sales team members traveling a lot, they're really, really digging the portable monitors because they have to do their work anywhere, basically.
And you have some flexibility here. Tell me about the way it's powered. You can either use the ViewSonic power brick, I guess, that it would come with, or you can power this through the computer. Tell me about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you say, we do actually include a power brick. The power brick is pretty cool because it's not very big. It's only about this big, but it's a 60-watt power adapter. So it is actually a really powerful power adapter. The portable monitor doesn't need anything like 60 watts. It operates on about 6 to 8 watts. So all of the additional power that little wall plug that we include then goes into your computer. And that's why we put two USB-C ports on it. One can connect to the wall, and then the other one runs to your computer. And that little 60-watt adapter then powers both the monitor and charges your computer. And like you say, vice versa, you've got a full battery in your laptop, you're going out, you're not near a plug, you know, you set down your laptop, you connect the USB-C, and you're still doing the audio and the video the exact same way, but now the laptop is powering the portable monitor. And with most modern laptops, if you've got, you know, a 10-hour battery life, you put on one of these portable monitors, you're going to get maybe 6 to 7 hours. So you still have a tremendous amount of productivity in a dual screen setup.
Tell me about the other ports that are included here.
We do also include an HDMI as well, which is actually really useful on the gaming one in particular. That is, of course, the port that you're going to find on any Xbox or any PlayStation 5. So you do want to have that connectivity for the gamers so that they can just connect an HDMI. And hey, not everyone has a USB-C computer. So we do want to make it accessible for anyone who wants to connect to their portable monitor. So we do offer HDMI and USB-C on all of our portable monitors.
And there's an audio out jack on this too?
There is an audio out jack as well. That would be audio coming in off of the HDMI or off the USB-C so that you can drive it to a 3.5 mil to any external speakers or headphones or whatever you might want to do. The portable monitors do include speakers internally as well. And they're about 2-3 watt speakers. They're not particularly loud, but they do give you that entertainment value for media consumption.
And I suppose the ability to use this in either landscape or portrait mode can be valuable depending on how you're making use of this, right?
Sure, absolutely. And that's a good point, because that is a form of portable flexibility that, as far as I'm aware, no laptop can offer. You know, all laptops have to be landscape all the time, or your keyboard's hanging up in the air. So if you want to have a vertical orientation, maybe you're a programmer, maybe you have a really long chat, like you're doing a Twitter, or you're doing OBS, or you're following along in Twitch, you want to have sort of a long feed that you can read through. So people like the vertical monitor orientation a lot.
Very interesting. So tell us about pricing and availability.
Pricing and availability. So on the VX1755, it is available right now, $299. Availability is actually pretty good right now. We actually did get another shipment. We were having issues getting enough of these because of the global shortages on many components. And this one in particular was such a hot product. We were trying to get more of them. Now we got a decent shipment of them. So normal retail channels, Amazon, UA, you'll find these for about $299, the gaming model.
And the size here at 17 inches is really can add a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is our biggest portable. It's our only 17-inch portable. All our other offerings are 15.6. So a little bit more real estate, a little bit better, especially if you're doing, say, like a two-person game where you got to sit next to each other. You want to have a little bit more screen because you got to sit back a little bit farther.
Terrific. So how does it fit into your lineup of other portable monitors? And you can tell us a little bit about those.
Sure. I would say right now the VX is sort of the flagship. It's the highest spec and the biggest model. Slotting in just below that, we have our VG1655. That's one of our 15.6 inches. Very similar spec to that 1755, but it doesn't have the gaming stuff. So it doesn't have 144 hertz, doesn't have AMD FreeSync. But it is a 60 hertz model, and that's really our productivity king. That's the one that, you know, salespeople on the go love to pair with their computers. And then we also have a touch version of that same model. So actually, before I jump off of the VG, that one's street price is about $199. We have a touch model. That one's street price is about $279. Adds a glass front and a 10-point capacitive touch if you want a really great touch experience. And then on the low end, we actually have another version, also 15.6, uses the same panel. But it's instead of a really premium aluminum enclosure, we went with a more economical plastic enclosure, and that one can be around $149.99. So we have a whole range from $149 to $299 on the high end.
What should people know about how easy these are to set up?
Oh, and it's seconds. I mean, even from a completely closed box to having it set up, you can be there in 20 seconds, realistically, from opening that box to having it connected to your computer and just working. Most computers, you connect it, it'll configure automatically, and then you're good to go.
And you can use it to either mirror the first screen that you have or extend it.
Correct. Yeah. If you were using, we actually have a customer that wants to use it for like loan documentation. So they want to have a mirrored version that sort of their customer can see facing outward. And so that's a great use case for why you might want to show the same thing on both screens. But then for other people who wants to use just that portable monitor with their computer, then yeah, they would extend it and use them as two independent screens.
Terrific and very versatile. So again, for more info, where can people go?
Best place to find any ViewSonic info is always ViewSonic.com. We stay on top of that. We update that site. And we're actually doing a whole website revamp. Hopefully in the next couple of months, you'll see a whole new website from us. But that's another thing we're working on.
Terrific. Again, it's ViewSonic.com. Ray Hedrick, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you, Fred.